Cheers, everyone. My name is Miss Helen, or actually Helen Elschick is my name. I'm with the Texas Toast Podcast. This is Kyle Tom Chesson, producer Kyle, and Kyle Garrett. He's also going to be performing tonight. This is our good friend Rich O'Toole. Our podcast is based in Texas, all about Texas music and the Texas music industry, which I'm very, very passionate about. We have Charlie McCabe here tonight. We have Paige Lewis. Some of our younger Texas artists, and they're so talented. You're just going to love their shows. Their music is great. Look it up. Texas Toast Podcast, we have a merch table set up behind where that banner is. We also have some raffle tickets. We partner with a company called More Than Music Creations, and they take recycled guitar strings from some of your favorite Texas artists. And Michaela makes beautiful, one-of-a-kind jewelry. And so we have a one-of-a-kind Texas Toast piece that we'll be raffling off this evening. So I'm going to go ahead and kick off an interview here with Rich O'Toole.
Let's go.
Rich O'Toole. A lot of you may know Rich. He's from the Houston area. He's been putting music out for a long time. Rich, welcome to
the
podcast.
Make me feel old.
Welcome to the Texas Toast Podcast. Glad to have you back. But more importantly, the timing of this and that we actually get to do this interview live and in person. So Rich goes way back. 17 is still one of my favorite all-time albums. But you have a new album coming out May 17th. Is that the date? And let's talk about that with the title.
17 is my lucky number. That's why.
Yeah, I know, right?
We're hoping it gets out the 17th. Now with vinyl and all that, it's so hard to do it.
Right.
It's a great record. This is my eighth album. And, you know, I just turned 40. So it's a weird thing for me
Wait,
where
you're
I'm like...
40?
I started doing this when I was 23.
Yes, you did.
And that number really, you know, stung me a little bit. Because I was 35. I finally got a Nashville record deal. We made the record in New York. It came out when I was 36. And then COVID hit. So I feel like I lost three of my like best years just sitting at home, not touring. And so this record is like all about that and getting out there. And it's a great record. It's the best stuff I've written so far. So I'm excited for everyone to hear it.
I'm excited to hear it. I've kind of followed along as you were making the album. And I know that you did a lot of writing in the Hill Country, which title of the album is?
That Hill Country Sound.
Okay. But you also went to Maine.
I did. I was distracted. You know, I'm not going to pull any punches. I'm a guy that likes to have a lot of fun. And when I was living in my house in Houston, I'd get that text every Sunday, Monday, Tuesday when I should be writing. Meetings for happy hour. Meetings for, we know you love food. Come get a free steak. I wasn't writing. And so I was like, I'm out. I'm going to go rent a little cottage in Maine and write, you know, 5 hours a day. Then I'd go hang out with the fishermen and got to know real souls. And that helped with the writing process.
So how many cuts do you have on this album coming up?
12 made it. I wrote about 63 songs and 12 made it. So
that's always hard to, I don't see how you musicians do that. Cause it's like, I just feel like I would have the hardest time trying to decide what final cuts go on an album. Cause it's kind of like that they're all your babies and you have
I mean
the process on that.
I guess in
difficult.
A weird way, it's like running an orphanage. You're like, you get adopted. You don't. And sorry about that.
So what's the
someone will probably take offense to that. No, I'm joking.
What's kind of the vibe of this album, just to kind of give us some insight?
You know, it's me. I take things really personally. I'm a guy that wears his heart on his sleeve. And when I lived in LA writing music out there, and I lived in New York City, I got such a hard time from Texas country saying he's not Texas anymore. He doesn't love yada yada. I'm like, dude, I was born and raised in St. Luke's Hospital in downtown Houston. I have over 23 songs on Texas radio. Like, how am I not Texas? I just wanted to live somewhere else for a second. So this is kind of my answer to, I love the Hill Country. I spend most of my time in the Hill Country. Let's write an album about the Hill Country and
and that whole take on, I do remember when that happened.
Yeah.
You know, and it was like, I was confused. I had people hit me with it, and I was like, well, as far as I know, Rich O'Toole's still our Texas boy. So, yeah, you just keep doing what you're doing. And that's what you did. You kept putting music out, continually and consistently doing shows. And that's so important in this business.
Yeah.
So as far as recording of the album, where did you record it, production, all of that good stuff?
We've had a great team for a while. Ilya Chuzinski, you don't know that you know this man, but you know him. He plays the mandolin and banjo on every Taylor Swift record. Me and him have been producing records for 12 years now. So we go to Nashville. Ilya has his team. We find the best players available. And then we go to Helotes, Texas, and we do the vocals and we do the mixing. And then we fly to New York or Nashville to master it with Sterling, who's with Greg Kalpe, who's done all of Springsteen's work. So we have an amazing team. We never get to give them credit. We never get to talk about it because it comes off as like flashy, but it's not. It's a great team. And we did the same thing with this. So Ilya, me and Ilya cut all the music. I take the music. I do the vocals and harmonies in San Antonio, Texas. We mix it in San Antonio. And then we send it off to Nashville to master. And what mastering is on a record is we make sure the levels are fit right. So when one song is... when Co Wetzel's on and then Robert O'Keen's on and then Rich O'Toole's on, it's balanced. So it's not blowing out your speakers. That's what the mastering process is. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think it's so good that I get to talk about this in front of a crowd, because I tell people all the time, it's like, you know, they talk about the podcast or they'll ask me about different Texas artists, because that's where my heart is with our Texas country music industry. And I tell people, I'm like, do you realize what goes into getting that song on the radio? When it starts with the songwriting and then going into production and then mastering. And then by the time you pay a radio promoter and then the radio tour, what comes with it. And so I just love that I'm in front of people to where I can say it's a big deal. So anytime you hear a song on the radio, especially from your favorite Texas artist, they work their butts off to get that song on the radio. So kudos to all
I think you'd
artists.
Have better luck buying scratch-off tickets than going than working Texas radio.
So true. So now that I've thrown off the interview totally. Oh, few of the titles of the songs
yeah,
if you want
so,
to share. To kind of give
the
us
title a- track is called That Hill Country Sound, and it's beautiful. It's big. The chorus is big. I smile just singing about it because you're going to hear it. And I think me and Tammy are going to release this to Texas Radio. And it's cool. It's like it goes into the choruses. It's like, I want to fly away on that old Joey Lee plane. And nothing's going to make me stay like a hill country getaway. It's big. I like it. It's one of the most favorite things I've written in a long time. So the title track is called That Hill Country Sound. There's a song about Galveston. There's a song, Text My Home came out, which is great. We were flirting with what we're going to do with this record. Stay, Love on a Sunday, Wildfire Lane, Low Hanging Fruit. You have a very touching thing. Last Life Samantha is about my final goodbye to a someone I dated for 8 years. And she recently is having a kid, and I wrote a farewell goodbye ballad for her. Very personal record for me, and so it's there's a really great, it's a really great written record out.
Okay. Well, we're excited about it. Okay, so now let's talk about the other side of Rich's.
Yeah.
He's the foodie.
Yeah.
Okay, so Rich has this thing. Tell him about your chili and beans.
I fought for it. When I was in A&M, we would go to Chili Fest, and they had the big signs that said, woo, no beans and chili. And then my buddy William Hart Green made a shirt about it, and Larry D'Antonio would give me a hard time. And I'm the underdog. I've always been the underdog in Texas country. So I fight for the little guy. And I just said, I don't think that's right. My dad's from Minnesota, and I grew up eating chili with beans in it. So I sent one tweet out. And that one tweet changed my life, and here I am fighting for beans and chili today.
Okay, yeah, it's a big deal. That I like seeing all your food posts, but... here's the thing, I think I have it solved.
Yeah.
Okay, so when we make chili, and Catmon makes the best chili around, we also make a pot of beans. Because we use the leftover chili to make enchiladas.
Ooh.
Like the next day.
Yeah.
So I just thought maybe that was a little compromise. Kyle and I had even talked about it before. We were discussing the chili and beans thing. I don't know how we got on it. And it was kind of one of those things where I thought, what? That's how we do it. And
it turned into a thing where I really genuinely don't care. But I did because there was enough people.
Everybody does now.
I've gotten death threats over this, by the way.
I know.
Yeah. I've had people, my DMs are still full 3 to 4 a day of people like, I will never listen to your music again because I like no beans and chili. I'm like,
If you had a Google Rich Old Tool because of chili, I'm doing my job in the marketing campaign.
That is so true. I noticed you had something about cilantro the other day, and like everybody says bacon makes everything better. I say cilantro makes everything better.
Okay, so let's move on talking about, let's talk a little baseball. And you do a song for the Corpus Christi Hooks.
Yep. It's called I'm Hooked. They came to me in 2016. They needed a theme song. I wrote it for them. And they play it in the seventh inning. And I know they play it in the seventh inning because I get like the alerts on my Apple Music of how many people Shazammed it. And there's probably just a lot of people going, who was Rich O'Toole? I'm like, exactly. Here we go.
Yeah.
And so I love baseball. I grew up as an Astros fan. I went to the Dome and I played baseball, and look, you see the scar. I blew my elbow out when I was in college in high school. And
there's our baseball player of the family right there.
Oh,
that's
nice.
That's my son-in-law, Tyler. Oh, and my daughter, Kristen.
Pretty good. Cool. Oh, yeah. So I wanted to write that song for the Hooks, and they play it in their seventh inning stretch, and it's fun.
Hey, have you listened to Luke Berryhill's song?
No. What is that?
Okay, Luke is in our farm system. He's going to be catching for the Space Cowboys. It's called, is it Welcome to the Show? Something like that. It's a baseball song. But no, Luke Berryhill's playing for the Astros, and he sings, oh my gosh, he has really good stuff.
Awesome.
But that's, go look it up. It's a baseball song. It's all about baseball. Very well written, very well produced.
Maybe we'll get him on the record.
I know.
New album comes out, and we're also, I got a text from the rapper Paul Wall, and he wants to do something. I said, well, yeah, let's do something. So maybe there's a way to collab with the Astros and Paul and everybody.
I know. You do a lot of stuff. And that's the one thing I want to talk about, too. You do a lot of stuff in the communities in the Houston area.
Yeah, I'm from Houston. I mean, ride or die Houston. And I just want to make sure that, I don't know, people know that.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. Yes, you do a lot. Okay, and it's to talk about how far Rich and I go back. I go back because I was in radio, and Rich, you know, had a new album, 17. Oh, When Kelly Comes to Town, y'all got to check that song out. Yeah. It's still one of my favorites. I mean, that one right there, she was like probably junior high listening to me jam
right
Rich
here?
O'Toole. Yeah, that's my daughter.
I'd say like 4 years old.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Okay. Anyway, so when you hear Rich's voice when he sings and when he's on the radio, I mean, there's no doubt he has such a unique voice. When it comes on the radio, you know that's Rich O'Toole. Yeah. So I was just sharing with Rich, and I had taken a picture of it and put it away. But to go back to a little history with our Texas country music industry, back in 2006, that was it 2000? No. 2011. It was 2011. We had a magazine that came out. It was a publication, and all of us radio programmers could not wait to get our hands on it. They would send us a box, and it was called Best in Texas Magazine. And actually, it was the first time that we ever had industry support and had a Texas music chart. And it was Shane Media out of Houston, and they kind of started all that. But we would get these publications. They would send stacks, and so we would take them out to our live events. We would put them at restaurants, bars, our advertisers, anything back then. I was even doing anything back then to get the word out about Texas music. So lo and behold, fast forward to just a couple of years ago when our radio station was selling, I was up with my actual best friend, like a sister, and she's a general sales manager. And she said, let's just kind of go through and look at some of this stuff. So I ran across some of the best in Texas. Rich wrote an article. This was in 2011. This is how far ahead he was on how artists can grow their audience with Twitter.
Yeah. I did a piece on it, and no one believed me on it. And that was for the best and worst. Because when that article came out, a lot of people started attacking me on Twitter. They kind of used that to get the best of me.
Why did they attack you over that?
I don't even know. Whatever. But it was a way where people. I think that you can actually talk to your fans and see what they're talking about. You can really get a pulse of something by seeing when a grown man tweets you something negative, you can kind of hear it in his voice, and that's real research. And I would go read these and go, okay, all right, I get his point on that. And then when we're in the studio recording, we go, you know, maybe let's not use a cuss word on this. Mm-hmm. Maybe let's make this album where we're not using profanity on this because this one person had a problem with it. You know, social media can be used for a lot of good research, and that's why how you should use it. But that's kind of what it was.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you know, as with everything, you know, everything moderation for our health, and then on social media, same thing. I don't know. Sometimes it's nice to take a break. Do you ever have those times where you've left your phone at home or you forgot it and didn't have your phone? Doesn't it feel good, kind of? Like, not to have that baggage, like, not to constantly
100%,
be...
100%, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I love that.
Have you ever wondered how artists like Treaty Oak Revival, Red Clay Strays, and Aaron Watson maintain the high quality and high demand for their merchandise? CH Lone Star Promo is the answer. Created in Texas to serve Texas artists, and they're currently offering 15% off on all merch orders from musicians. Visit chlonestarpromo.com to get started and tell them Texas Toast sent you.
I was reading the other day that it takes at least $1 million to break an artist. That's a ton of change, and it can feel overwhelming. But with social media leveling the playing field, you just need an effective strategy to release your music. Check out Release Rocket to ensure your single does not die after release day. You've already put time, effort, and tons of money into writing and recording your album. Let the guys at Release Rocket keep your new release alive.
So big album's coming out May 17th. We're looking forward to that. And I'm really excited that you're gonna throw one out there to radio on this one.
I am. And we'll get back when it's at radio. Let's get back and do an interview.
Yes. Yes.
I think you've been the reason I agreed to do this was because you've been so supportive of me. So I want to say thank you so much.
Oh, thanks.
That goes a long way. Because I've actually seen clips of you. You don't know that I'm watching, that you've actually been like, I love Rachel Zoll. That guy's head of the game. You gave me such good praise. Mm-hmm. So thank you again. Well, and thank you and Kyle. So Kyle,
you know,
thanks again.
There's so many of y'all that I was there in the beginning. And you know, and that's the thing, you know, you being in the Texas country industry for so long, look how we've grown and look at all the support. To me, there's so much more support now than you had as an artist when you came in. It was like y'all were just like paving the way, figuring it out as you went.
It was hard. I mean, my parents listened to top 40 radio, and I remember when I went to my dad and we had the number 3 song in Texas. The number 2 was Stoney LaRue's Oklahoma Breakdown, which is a gigantic hit. We were number 3. I went to my dad with the chart. I printed it out for him. I was like, Dad, I'm number 3 in Texas. He was like, well, I don't hear you on the radio, because he only listens to Blake Shelton or Tim McGraw. And it was so hard to fight for that. And I think Texas country is still fighting. And just for myself to be considered somewhat of a leader, to somewhat fight for younger people that are coming up like Charlie, to get his way, to be able to be heard, is important to me. You know, I still have 20 more good years to tour and make good records. But I want to make sure that people in Texas are taken care of.
And that's why I love, like, I was... You know, and here it's 3 years into the podcast now, and coming from a radio background, I really wasn't interested in doing a podcast. And to be honest with you, I couldn't vision it, because I was so programmed with radio station, big stick, 10 counties, you go in a studio. But it is more hands-on with this podcast. And actually, producer Kyle, when we met, when I was introduced to him, because I kept getting offers for do a podcast, and I kept saying no. And Kyle and I just clicked, and the whole podcast started coming together. We have a pretty amazing story with how it's come together. But I look at Paige, I look at Charlie. I mean, we're all together, and I've watched them have their first releases and got to have them on the podcast. And it's like, I love having our new fresh artists on the podcast, because that's our future. And so many of them look to, like, you and some of the other ones that and Will Carter. I mean, he's another one that's special and has worked so hard. But we're just glad that we have the platform here at the podcast. And I'm really liking this, getting out a little more often and being able to actually have you with me instead of us Zooming, and which it works out good either way. But
there's always a connection when you're face to face with someone. Mm-hmm. The Zoom thing was terrible. I hated that.
I know. Yeah. So, all right. So you're going to be playing for us a little bit tonight.
I'm going to do a couple songs for y'all. Is that cool?
I'm excited.
My guitar's over there, but I don't know if Charlie or Kyle, can I use your guitar? I'll plug it in. Yeah. I'll play now if y'all want. You want to stay up here while I play?
Who cares? Oh, I don't know. You might want me out of the way.
No.
Get out of the way.
Let's have some fun.
Yeah, because we can kind of talk in between.
I don't need a strap. You're in half step? So he's in half step. What that means to the viewer is the strings are a note down, so it's easier to sing. We call that cheating, Kyle. This will make my job a lot easier. Sounds good. What is this? What year is this J45? Wow. This guitar is worth more than most of the cars in the parking lot right now. I always feel like you gotta, like, when you play, you gotta, like, step into it, right?
It was 1996 and I was barely 15. Only cared about girls and cars and MTV. That's when my dad pulled out that old cassette tape. Played Blue Clear Sky and I got carried away. And he said, well, let me tell you something about the Bible. It's a little playlist country revival. And George and Jesus have always been my best friend. When I get in trouble, I always lean on them. I know you're gonna make some big mistakes. It's never too late to get into God and George Strait.
Cars, I got to quit my job and get my apartment not to live with my mom anymore. You know, one rumor I hear about myself from the Texas country scene is people always say I'm a trust fund kid. My parents worked two jobs. I'm self-made. So I had to finance all of this by myself. And it was the hardest thing I did. But this song helped me get my first apartment, helped me get my first car, and that was the Cricket song.
Yeah, last night was warm and moist. In a dream I thought I heard your voice. Well, I went outside and started to sing. Crickets were doing the very same thing as me and the crickets sing all night long. Me and the crickets sing the same damn song. A song about love should be. A song about you should be with me. The crickets sing loud, but they sing good. The crickets sing loud, but shy. Well, I sing good, but the crickets sing best. put the night to rest. And me and the crickets sing all night long. Me and the crickets sing the same damn song. The song of how love should be. The song of how you should be with me.
First time I played a lot ever. It's the first time I played this in probably over 3 months because we were working on it in the studio and I said play it. And a lot of times in the studio you start hitting something because you're like, oh, I hear the song one more time. And like, so I might miss some lyrics, I might miss some notes, but I'm gonna play you the title track of the new record.
Oh, awesome.
It's called That Hill Country Sound. Tell you a story about how I get down. Breakfast tacos in the morning as I cruise around town. Robert Earl King and that hill country sound. Just a few things I love in a world that's got me there. Yeah, I can just fly away on that old Joey Lee plane. Gonna make me stay like a hill country getaway. Well, I love it, Tanqueray, chicken fried steaks and that toupee. Nothing's gonna get me down like that hill country sound. I'm drinking coffee with my baby as the world spins around. You can be left or right, just don't mess with the common ground. Couple turns on Main Street to that Jerry Jeff Walker sound. Just a few things I love in a world that's got me down. You know, I could just fly away on that old Joey Lee plane. And nothing's gonna make me stay like a hill country getaway. Well, I love it in Tanqueray and chicken fried steaks and that toupee. Nothing's gonna get me down like that hill country sound. And I can just fly away on that old Joey Lee plane. Yeah, nothing's gonna make me stay like a hill country getaway. And I love it in Tanqueray, chicken fried steaks and that toupee. Well, nothing's gonna get me down like that hill country sound. I've been on radio in like 4 weeks, and that's the soundtrack of the new record.
Oh, well, that's...
I never played it live. I don't ever played it for anybody.
Right here, Texas Toast Podcast with this great group. I mean, I just love this intimate group that we have here. And, oh, Rich, thank you so much.
Thank
you. This visit was amazing, and then sharing that song with us, that really means a lot to me.
That means a lot to me, too. Thank you. And I'm really excited to watch Charlie and Paige and Colin.
Yes.
I'm a Giant fan, too. They don't know, but I listen to all their music, so...
We got Paige coming up, Charlie coming up, Kyle Garrett, and Kyle's wearing two hats tonight, producing the podcast. Well, actually, producing the podcast, this show, and he's singing. He's got some new music out.
Talented guy.
Yes, he is. He does everything. And so, Paige, I had my Karen hat, had it sitting out, and I left it.
I'm disappointed.
Yeah. So, thank you, everyone, for being here. Thank you, Rich, for it.
Thank you all. I really appreciate it. You want to play? Okay. All right, guys. Hey, thanks for being here, everybody. It means the world. We're Texas Toast Podcast. If you did not know, thank you so much, Rich. Thank you, Helen. Thank you, Paige and Charlie. They're going to be up right after us playing some songs. My name's Kyle Garrett.